True Stories Online.
Remember being a kid and going out and playing the neighborhood, maybe out in the woods? A lot of us did that. Just having fun. I did a lot of playing on my own, as did the author of one of our stories in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. And I remember every once in a while you'd be out there in the woods and you'd feel like you were not alone. That's where it ended for me. Go home, nothing else happened. That wasn't the case in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Something followed our writer home, and it is a chilling story. You can hear the full story when you become an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Get all 120 bonus episodes of the show, as well as exclusive video content. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. I bathed and was sent to bed. From what I recall, my room had a window that faced the forest. This wasn't something that had bothered me until that night. My dad always kept a light on back there. He'd often go to the back to smoke or just sit out in the middle of the night, so he liked to have the light on just in case. That night I woke up suddenly from a fitful sleep. I could feel eyes upon me just like I had felt since I went into the forest. Something drew me to the window, and despite everything inside telling me otherwise, I went over to the window and had a look outside. I saw a figure of what was obviously a person standing out by the trees. I tried to get a good look at it, but it seemed to just sit there beyond what the light illuminated. What I could see of the thing was just a basic form. It had its head tilted to the side, and it was quite obvious that it was staring at me just as I was staring at it. I just watched it for several minutes, unsure of what to do. I entertained the thought that it might have been my dad out having a smoke, but quickly dismissed that when I heard him walking to the bathroom. Considering where we were located and the fact that the only way in and out of the property was through a locked gate, I realized that this was a person that wasn't supposed to be here. When my dad came out of the bathroom, I met him in the hallway and told him that there was someone out in the forest. Rifle in hand, he stepped out into the night, where I told him the person had been. He looked around for a while, and then he found. So what did the dad find? That is the question. You want to hear the first part of the story, too, where he's out there in the woods, and things are happening, to put it lightly. Hear that full story when you sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com. Also in this week's episode, an ominous spirit returns to seek revenge for being cast out of its haunting place. And Christmas decorations literally take on a life of their own for one listener. Some good stories in this week's EPP bonus episode. Help keep our show on the air. It's only $5 a month, where you can sign up for a full year, get one of those months free, and I will send you a bunk bed bell. Did you hear that? There you go. Bunk bed bell. It's the perfect stocking stuffer, right? Sign up at ghostpodcast.com and enjoy this week's show.